You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. Let's go ahead and remind everybody who's on hold that the question you have to answer first is the highlight of your weekend. What was the highlight of your weekend? Christine, you get to answer that question first. What do you think was the highlight of your weekend?
I was in Zion National Park with my daughter, and we hiked the Narrows Slot Canyon.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
I can imagine.
You might win. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably win out of everybody.
Pretty sweet.
I hope so.
Good for you.
That's good. You ready to play a little rattle off with your boys in the morning?
I think so.
10 seconds. You have to rattle off 5 examples in 10 seconds. We are looking for 5 movies about dogs. 5 movies about dogs. Ready and go.
Oh, gosh. Marley, Benji. Was there a Lassie movie? yes. I don't know.
Yeah, you would have 3 there.
There were 3 of them. I know Lady and the Tramp.
Secret Life of Pets.
Right. Old Yeller.
Bolt. Disney's
maybe
Bolt.
The Dalmatian one, too.
101 Dalmatians.
Well, what was that Tom Hanks one with the dog? He and the dog, what was that called?
Yes. Hooch. Mm-hmm. Something and Hooch.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, Turner and Hooch. Mm-hmm. Well, still had a good weekend, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye. And there she goes. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hello.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I was coaching middle school ultimate frisbee tournament at a tournament this weekend.
Well, that sounds kind of fun. I've never played that.
It is a lot of fun, but it was really windy. And so you can imagine middle schoolers trying a new sport like ultimate frisbee and then it being really windy. So it wasn't
a lot
of fun.
So you showed up with 25 frisbees and left with about 6.
That's right.
All right.
I guess my stepdaughter's boyfriend, so Zoe's boyfriend, is really big, you guys, into this frisbee golf, ultimate frisbee, whatever.
Yeah. It's a thing.
He went out and bought special frisbees for it.
Whoa.
And he's trying to get Zoe into it, but she's not that coordinated with that kind of stuff. It's not in her wheelhouse, let's just say.
Weak wrists.
She talked about losing two of them into bushes and stuff that.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for us?
Yeah, I'm ready.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. We're looking for 5 jobs, Jeff, that require a uniform. 5 jobs that require a uniform. Ready and go.
Costco, Best Buy, waiter.
No. I'd say no on the Costco. Best Buy, they got to wear those little blue shirts. Probably Best Buy. But how about firefighter?
Police officer, not a firefighter.
Oh, pilot.
Pilots wear uniforms. Military wears uniforms. Nurses.
Yeah.
Do we count scrubs
as
a uniform?
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, Jeff, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
See you later,
Frisbee
guy.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Here comes Leanne. Hello, Leanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, the highlight of your weekend?
Probably lunch at the Cheesecake Factory for Mother's Day.
Yum.
Hmm.
The never-ending menu.
Yeah, did you order something off of page 46?
Probably. I had salmon. It was good.
Salmon. I like the Cheesecake Factory. Dom hates it, but I like it.
My rule, Ian, it's just my rule. I won't eat at a restaurant with the word factory in its name.
It's his thing.
It's just a rule I live by. Sorry, people are like, what about the old spaghetti factory?
Nope.
It's got factory in the name.
They're just churning out plates of food.
I'm out. No factories for me. All right, let's play Rattle Off.
It's worth it.
Well, I'm sure it was delicious.
I'm on
the
your
people
side.
Are wonderful.
I'm
Jeremy
on your
loves
side.
It.
I love it.
Jeremy goes so often that he makes up for what I would have spent there because
I
he
sure
goes
do.
There a lot.
Yep.
So.
No, okay.
I didn't hear what she said.
She goes, no, okay.
Let me ask you something. Was Cheesecake Factory your request, or did they just take you there?
It was my mother-in-law's request.
Okay.
So it was a combined meal.
Did you actually get any cheesecake while you were there?
I did.
Okay, good.
Okay. What kind?
The lemon raspberry.
You're a lemon raspberry.
Well, that sounds pretty strong, actually. I'd go for that.
It was good.
Leon's like, why did I call? Why did I even call?
To win.
Oh, it wasn't for the sparkling conversation?
Well, that's a bonus.
Okay. I don't believe her. All right, let's play. 10 seconds. You said you got the what? What did you order? The salmon? In 10 seconds, give us 5 fish you can order at a restaurant. 5 fish you might order at a restaurant. Ready and go!
Trout, salmon, trout, salmon.
Just name fish.
I can't think of anything.
No.
Tuna?
We'll save that one for another
tuna.
Time. Tuna! Tuna! Where's the tuna?
Bummer.
Well, you know what? At least you got cheesecake yesterday, right?
I know. I'm surprised.
I'm
this is
sorry.
So hard, though. I'm really bad at this game.
Sorry. Are you? Well,
try again sometime.
Yeah, try it again.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Leanne. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
I don't think she enjoyed the conversation at all.
Hated it.
Mm-mm. What about you, Brad? Are you up for a conversation with us, or do you just want the prize?
I am up for a conversation.
All right. Highlight of your weekend?
We went to Cripple Creek and fed the donkeys.
Is that a euphemism?
For real.
For real. Hey, baby, you want to go to Cripple Creek this weekend and feed the donkey?
Right.
Hee-haw.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I bet.
Should I tell my donkey boy joke, Jeremy, or no?
Yee-haw.
There's a donkey boy joke. You don't want it?
No.
He doesn't like my donkey boy joke, Brad.
You can if you want. I've heard it 10,000 times, so.
Brad hasn't heard it.
I'll do a courtesy laugh if you do it.
No, I don't want to. No, now you made me sad. I'm not going to.
Why is it sad? I've just
heard
it so many times.
Because you hurt my feelings. All right, Brad, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
10 seconds. Please give us 5 different types of, we'll see, we'll keep it in the food category. 5 different types of bread. Mm. So 5 different varieties of bread. Ready and go.
White, wheat, rye, sourdough. Hoagie, sub roll,
pumpernickel.
I'm not sure. Are sub roll and hoagie, are those actually types of, that's
it's
not a
hoagie
type
roll.
Of bread.
It's a hoagie roll.
But it's not a type of bread.
It's a hoagie.
That's not a type of bread. This is where we argue and debate, Brad, so you need to just stand by for a second. Pumpernickel would have been good, you know, the rye, the...
Croissant. Pretzel bread.
Pretzel bread I would have accepted, because that's more of what it's... I guess what we're going for is, like, what it's made of, not what it's used for.
I guess you didn't clarify.
Well, I said varieties of bread.
That's a variety of the hoagie.
Is a hoagie a type of
pita,
bread?
Ranch rolls.
Bagel. So it says hoagie buns are typically long flat rolls that have a soft inside and a harder exterior. Why do you got to do this to us, Brad? Why didn't you just give a different type of bread?
Could have just said banana.
Banana nut bread. Yeah.
Cornbread.
Right.
Are we going to accept hoagie and or
I think I'm going to accept it.
You do?
I'll accept it. Yeah.
Brad, Jeremy is the soft touch. He says you're a winner. Question mark.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Hoagies for days, buddy. I got your back, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right, listen, you stand by and Josh will come around. He'll tell you about that prize. All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, thank you for listening. Thanks for spending your mornings with Tom and Jeremy, where Carpet Mill Outlet Stores are proud, maybe not today, to sponsor Rattle Off.